Diana mentioned, because of the varied maturity levels of the IIS in all of the states, the IIS Sentinel Site program was initiated in 2004 as subsets of the state IIS. And basically, what that means is that the Sentinel Sites are smaller geographic areas within a state that are contiguous census tracts, zip codes, or counties that have high provider and child participation levels within the area. The purpose of the Sentinel Site project is to maintain a population-based active vaccination surveillance for all administered vaccines in a specific geographic area. The IIS becomes population-based through downloads of vital record, birth records, or access to birth records from birthing hospitals. A second purpose of this project is to enhance the data quality and scope of the IIS in the surveillance area. Sites are required to meet certain data quality criteria, which include storing data on the vaccines administered, like lot number and manufacturer, receive and process vaccine information within a certain time frame in keeping the data current, and promoting the accuracy and completeness of the data within the IIS. Sites are encouraged to devote personnel to continually examine and test the data within the IIS for accuracy, and to, as you can see on the third bullet, to provide the IIS data to the overall immunization program in supporting evaluation and epidemiologic activities. And based on the level of funding received, there are two types of IIS Sentinel sites. One of the levels, the tiers, is called the implementation sites, and they're considered evaluation sites that accurately assess trends in vaccination coverage for all children in the study population and provide data for public health decision making. Thus, the data generated in these sites are considered strong or robust enough to base programmatic decisions on them. Our capacity building sites are evaluation sites primarily working to meet data quality IIS certification standards and provide support for routine analysis of IIS data. And this table talks about the criteria that we have for the Sentinel site selection process. And in terms of population of children in the catchment areas, our implementation sites have at least 50,000 children less than 6 years of age, capacity building over 10,000 children. And the implementation sites are also required to have a population of older children less than 18 years of age of at least 200,000. Both implementation and capacity building are population-based, and both have extremely high rates of provider participation, that is public and private, of approximately 95%. And the vaccine data submitted and processed needs to be at least at a level of 75% submitted and processed within 30 days of administration. So again, this helps to keep the data very current. Other requirements that our implementation sites have are to have at least less than 5% duplicate records, a robust deduplication algorithm to help ensure that we don't have multiple records on the same child, and a database that contains all of the core National Vaccine Advisory Committee data elements. And these are basically contain some demographic fields that are required to be collected. These are the location of our Sentinel sites. Our two implementation sites are in Michigan and Arizona, and capacity building in Oregon, D.C., Minnesota, and Montana. This is a table that is taken from a recent MMWR publication, which describes what actually is going on and what the sites look like in terms of the exact numbers and percentages of children enrolled. You can see that the number of children aged less than 6 varies greatly from Minnesota at approximately 16,000 to Michigan with over 500,000 children less than 6. We have a varied racial and ethnic makeup within the sites, with some sites being primarily comprised of children that are white, others black children, and an interesting site, Arizona, which has a high percent of Native American children. And the third column over actually shows the percent of how many, the number of the percent of children under six within the geographic area. And you can see that these percentages are very high, at least 90% in all of the sites. The geographic areas vary within the state. Some include just northern areas or southern areas. Michigan, a very interesting site, which includes the entire state except the Detroit area. And the number of healthcare provider site participations. The first is the number of the provider sites, and then the percentage of participating provider sites, again, in the geographic area. So, as I mentioned earlier, high provider and high child participation helps to ensure that we're getting a very good picture of what's going on in this geographic area. So, what do these IIS Sentinel sites assess? One is timeliness of vaccine entry into the IIS. And the issue here is that some of the sites have multiple sources of data entry. Some of the data entry is real-time data entry. A physician in the office can enter the data immediately. Other sites potentially have insurance companies that might enter in the vaccine data, which creates a bit of a lag time. So the goal is to have actually all of the data captured within the IIS within 30 days of immunization. Again, for us, which allows for very quick and timely assessments. In terms of vaccination coverage, we use the Sentinel site data to describe coverage by age, group, and vaccine, to compare the vaccination series data over time and to the National Immunization Survey estimates, to assess uptake of new vaccines, and to examine vaccination coverage in age groups beyond children, including adolescents and adults. As Diana mentioned, we're very excited because a lot of our sites are actually becoming lifelong sites, and so we're getting vaccination information on all ages. And these sites conduct assessments and surveys examining a myriad of aspects involving the U.S. vaccination program and the ACIP recommendations. So for the last few slides, I'm just going to give you some examples of studies that we have conducted in the last probably year or so, just to give you kind of the flavor of some of the things that these Sentinel sites are capable of doing. One thing that we do is an annual influenza vaccination coverage estimate in children. We've done this for about the last 4 years, looking at the newly recommended age group of children. I didn't put the exact results up, but what we've seen is that results vary by season, but that in general coverage in this age group could be improved. Now, what's the impact of an assessment like this? Well, normally flu assessment coverages are done on with national surveys, and it can take up to a year to get the estimates back because of the survey methodology. But using these IIS Sentinel site data enables timely assessments during or shortly following the season, which allows for monitoring of your coverage throughout your flu vaccination, your flu season. And it allows for assessments in expanded age groups recommended for vaccine. These Sentinel sites were the first to look at the expanded age recommendation of flu coverage, and that's children 24 to 59 months, and that was just, they even were able to look at coverage last season in the 06-07 season. So we feel very proud that these are the first assessments that come out each year on flu vaccination coverage in children. And each year we publish these data annually in the MMWR. Another assessment that was recently conducted was looking at the adherence to the ACIP recommendation schedule for Rotatec or rotavirus dose administration by age. As I'm sure you're well aware, it's very important with the Rotatec vaccine that the doses are given at the appropriate age intervals. And what we found was that adherence to the recommendations is high. And the impact of this is that it complements studies of vaccine safety. As you know, one of the issues with the rotavirus vaccine has been in the past a safety issue. And so this assessment was able to sort of help confirm that adherence to the recommendations in terms of age safety is high. This was presented to ACIP recently and is scheduled for an MMWR release in the near future. One interesting assessment that we looked at was pneumococcal polysaccharide vaccine coverage in children. Normally, as again, I'm sure you're well aware, PCV vaccine is recommended in children. However, PPV is recommended in a certain cohort of children. And this was the first assessment to actually look at PPV vaccine in this recommended age range. Results of what we saw is that the coverage range among the sites is high, but that was to be expected given the varying proportion of high-risk children recommended for receipt of vaccine by the sites. Interesting impact of this is that it's the first time that a group in our assessment branch is going to be trying to extrapolate these data from the Sentinel sites to see if they can't assess some national coverage estimates. And the data will be used for immunization services planning, including projecting the number of doses for national and state vaccine ordering predictions. Another assessment that we conducted was looking at extra immunizations among U.S. children. Extra immunizations is an area that's actually very not often studied, and so the question out there was, how much extra doses are children getting? Results of what we found is that the rates of extra immunizations are low, and that the risk factors include multiple providers and a mixture of provider type. Basically a mixture of public and private versus only public or only private provider sites. Impact of this type of assessment has been presented at multiple professional conferences and has actually gotten a significant amount of interest, again, because it was a question that hadn't actually been looked at in many years. Revealed information on a little explored but high economic impact topic. If only 3% of your children in an annual cohort are getting, or if 3% are getting at least one extra dose of vaccine, then that actually results in a very high economic burden, if you will, on the system. It seems like a very small percent, but it actually has high impact in terms of finances. The next few slides are examples of assessments that have been conducted by our Sentinel sites in adolescents. One is to look at the Menactra or meningococcal vaccine uptake assessment, results of which showed that the peak vaccination of Menactra is during the summer months for all age groups, with vaccination coverage increasing in the second year after ACIP recommendation. So it's been interesting because we've been able to follow the uptake of vaccine shortly after the recommendations were made, and then annually after that. Impact of this type of assessment is that it allowed for timely assessment of vaccination coverage to influence programmatic decision-making and target provider education efforts, and will be presented, has been and will be presented at upcoming professional conferences. Something exciting that we've been looking at is the HPV vaccine uptake. We're one of the first data sources that has been able to look at the HPV uptake. And what we've seen so far is that HPV vaccination coverage is increasing monthly, with the 16 to 18-year-old age group receiving more vaccine in four of the six Sentinel sites, and 13 to 15-year-old age group receiving more vaccine in two of the Sentinel sites. Impact of this is, again, it's allowed for timely program assessment. allowed for targeted provider education efforts, and has been and will continue to be presented as we continue to monitor this vaccine uptake. And excitingly, we have more money coming up. So that makes us feel good and know that we're going to actually have more information and more enhanced data coming out in the next funding cycle. We actually got a twofold increase in funding in the next five-year cycle, and that will allow for an increased number of participating Sentinel sites. And some of the sites may actually include the entire state, which will allow for beyond geographic population-based assessment, but also a full state assessment and higher qualifying criteria. We have more children included in the geographic areas that are upcoming Sentinel sites and increasing in data quality standards, which again allows for assessments that we feel are